And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Alan to join me. Now, before you get confused, yes, there are two people that go by the name of Al that are going to be on the show, but I think it's going to be easy for you to figure out who is who, so I'm not too concerned about you. Besides, my audience tends to be pretty intelligent. My audience tends to be the type of people, kind of like you, that, you know, makes up their own mind. My audience tends to be the people that realize that what they're doing for retirement may or may not be working for them. And as a result of that, they turn to this radio show to get information about a different trajectory that they could follow in their life that could get them to a place of real estate retirement in 5 years or less, which is different than the conventional wisdom of, you know, doing 30, 40, 50 years trading time for money, putting money into the stock market. And I know the stock market is at new highs. Well, except the NASDAQ. Let's be very clear about that. The NASDAQ is not at new highs, and you know that. So what does that mean for you? Well, that means that maybe there's some overhead resistance there. But some of you are going, yeah, but the S&P 500, the Dow, they're at new highs. What could go wrong? Well, what could go wrong is the stock market could do whatever the stock market wants to do. Now, I think you're the beneficiary of the fact that, well, interest rates have come down a little bit. And I think the stock market baked in the fact that interest rates were going to come down, which benefits the companies that trade on the stock market. So I think you got a little bit of a benefit there. But what happens? What happens when the stock market does what the stock market wants to do? Well, the stock market's going to do whatever the stock market's going to do. You can't control it. I can't control it. My guest today, Alan, he can't control it. So why am I talking about the stock market and why am I bringing up Alan? Well, Alan is a guy that I met at our recent Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Now, I'd never met Alan before. I'd never even heard of Alan before. But lo and behold, here I go. Talking about Expo again, I realize this thing is like a week in the past. I get that, but I'm still pumped up about what happened at Expo. And here's the neat thing that happened at Expo. I got to meet Alan. I did. I got to meet Alan. So what's that got to do with the stock market? Okay, this is a life-changing event for me. It's not because I met somebody that has the same name as I do. Now, technically, his name is Alan. My name is technically Albert. So we have two different names, but we both kind of go by Al, although he goes by Alan. I don't know. I guess I'm confusing the matter. But at the end of the day, here's what I want you to know about Alan. Alan, at a later stage in his life, had a retirement problem. He did. 6 years ago, he realized that what he had been doing for retirement wasn't working. Why is this so important? Because Alan is actually senior to me in age. So now think about it for a minute. Think about being in your 60s and realizing that maybe what you're doing for retirement isn't working. Imagine the gut blow Alan felt. Imagine the gut blow his wife felt when they realized that maybe what everything they've been doing for an entire lifetime may not be working. It's got to put a sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring Alan onto the show. I want you to hear from his own lips his version of the story. Now, I might be embellishing. I don't think I am, but I might be embellishing. So let's do this. Alan, welcome to the show. It is so nice to have you on. I am so glad I had the opportunity to meet you. I am really glad that I came bebopping down out of my hotel room, and there you were sitting on the comfy couch in the lobby with your cup of coffee, and I sat down next to you, and I said, hi, my name's Al, and it began, didn't it?
Sure did, and thank you for what you do. You know, I enjoyed every minute we spent together. It was awesome.
I had a blast with you, my friend, and I'm going to call you my friend because I consider you a friend now. I mean, we have bonded, we have connected, and you can't be anything else but my friend now. So are you okay with that?
Absolutely. You know, the name tag that we had on, I called that our secret handshake so that everybody knows who we are. That's instant friendship right there.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So now the audience is like, wow, these guys are like bonding. They're like kumbaya and stuff. But they want to know the dirt. Did you have a retirement problem back in 2018?
You bet I did. Actually, in 2017, I we had a little dip again in the stock market, which is where most of my investment was. And we were starting to think seriously about retirement. And, you know, the point to me was we've worked so hard to build a nest egg. It does return some benefits and some dividends, but how do we live on that? And how do we live on it without depleting the nest egg? I want to leave that money to our kids and grandkids and now great grandkids. I've got three of those. So I went to a financial planner, like actually the company that I work for, provided Fidelity. And they said the same thing as an independent financial planner did. They ran that delightful little Monte Carlo analysis, which is nothing more than an algorithm that tells you, are you ready? When you will run out of money. How nice is that? Gives you something to look forward to.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
It's like what Dell says. You want to die before you run out of money. No, I don't even want to die. I'm 73 years old. I have a new life going now. And my new goal is to live to be 100 and then set a new goal when I get there.
So, what does it feel like when you know that you have a high probability of living to a very old age and your financial planner does a Monte Carlo analysis that basically tells you you're going to run out of money several years before you die? I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, maybe I'll bag groceries at the ripe old age of 88 and do that until I die at the ripe old age of 100?
No. The weird part about that is when they said, you know, I had told them the ages of my parents. My uncle was 99. My mom and dad were 87 and 89 at the time. My mother-in-law had passed just recently at 94. And so I said, you know, they came back with it and they said, well, you're going to run out of money at 84 and 87. And I looked them square in the eye and I said, the hell I will. There's got to be a better way. Well, I had been listening to Dell on the radio and I had actually been in the real estate business at one point. So I understood what he was saying at the kindergarten level, but I was determined after four times watching my nest egg deplete itself, where I had no control, that something had to be out there. And when I found Lifestyles, it was like an answer to a prayer.
Yeah, I mean, you lived through Black Monday, Black Friday. You know, it's ironic that all the times the market crashes, they like to use the color black. I don't understand the reference, and I think it's inappropriate. I think what they should say is that you lost all of your hard-earned savings Monday, or you lost all of your hard-earned savings Friday. I mean, that's what they should call it, right?
Yeah, they should, because normally they say you're in the black or you're in the red. If you're in the red, you're the one having a problem.
Yeah.
So that's I never thought of it that way. That's pretty cool to think of.
Yeah, I know. Well, these are the things that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we talk about because, I mean, we're both real estate retired now. We've got our time back. We can talk about things that stimulate our brain, and that's what we're going to keep doing on today's show. So what I want to do is I want to take you back to the days that you spent in the real estate industry. What were you doing in the real estate industry?
I was just a single family mom and pop salesman and sales trainer. Started when I was 21. I was raised in a real estate household. My grandfather and my dad were both leasing agents in Beverly Hills. They did okay, but they weren't wildly successful by any means. In fact, I think the first year when I got things rolling, I out-earned my dad. So that was kind of fun. But I learned a lot. I was 21 years old. I had a kid, and it's like, I don't want to be working for minimum wage anymore. So I took the classes, became a salesperson, failed for about 9 months, and then met a new broker and learned so much and just took off from there. That was about 10 years worth of my career. Then I went into real estate lending after that. But it took me up to 1980, and if you remember what happened then, that was the Carter years. Interest rates were double digits and heavy double digits in some cases.
I remember the gas lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a real estate agent, I had a 76 Coupe DeVille Cadillac at 24 years old. And that stuff was fun until you had to fill it with gas. The real estate agents drive people around all the time.
So. Yeah, and I think those big tanks used to get like, what, 6 miles per gallon if you were lucky?
Oh, yeah. Four stations to the mile.
Yeah. That's a better way to put it. Four stations to the mile. I love that. So the reason I wanted to bring up your past, Alan, is I want the audience to understand that even though you worked in the real estate industry, the real estate industry is not designed to teach you financial freedom, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's what I was saying before. What I knew then, and I was teaching people how to sell. I was teaching people how to get their real estate license. That was kindergarten compared to what we do. So I knew the arithmetic. I understood that clearly, you know, how to buy a house, how to leverage the financing to your advantage. We used to call it a pyramid. It was actually a reverse pyramid until pyramid schemes took on a whole new connotation, because that's not what this was. But you'd buy one house, you'd let it appreciate, you'd sell it and buy two, you'd sell those and buy four, and then you might move up to something else that I never got into. So I didn't actually even invest in anything. I just helped other people do it. But I understood the arithmetic. And then when I came to lifestyles, like, wait a minute, we get to know how to manage that stuff? And somebody else will tell us how? How cool is that?
And the whole concept of buying right. I mean, that old strategy, you were buying at retail prices, were you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same as with the stock market. You buy it what they tell you it's worth.
Exactly. But what do you know how to do now?
I know how to make comparisons and figure out what the real value is, how to determine what I should be paying for something, and how to finance it even better than before, how to rehab it and make it something that somebody would like to live in, which is kind of interesting. Back in July here in Houston, we had a hurricane called Beryl that came through here, which I think is kind of a misnomer. It should have said it barreled through. But I had a 90-foot tree take out my power lines and rip my breaker box and my meter off the wall. So I couldn't live here for 11 days. But during that time, I bought two single-family houses out of state. Ironically, one was in Tennessee and the other one was in South Carolina, both which got hit by a hurricane later. Neither of the houses got damaged, but you know, I actually had the Tennessee property I bought. I had to have the real estate agent, who's a lifestyles agent, read the contract to me because I couldn't read it on my phone. Couldn't get to my computer. So
this is an amazing story. This is part of the reason I love having you on the show, Alan. This guy is homeless for 11 days because of a major hurricane. So what's he doing? He's buying property in other parts of the country. Now, I mean, did you travel to these parts of the country, or did you buy these properties sight unseen?
The latter, sight unseen, just like we do with
risky
stuff. Well, name me an investment that isn't risky at some level.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, you can't. The difference here is we have feet on the ground. My agents, both, you know, I explained to them that I'd been an agent, what my expectations were, and the numbers were so good on those properties. Actually, the appraisals came in on both way higher than we expected, because they were a little bit weird properties. But I had had one multifamily deal that went a little bit bad on us because of COVID. I lost about $100,000 on that deal, and I said, okay, you can sit around and cry about it, or you can take action to make something work. We got a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to let them think about what you just said. This is an amazing story. When we come back, more with Alan. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Alan. Together, we're Al Squared. No, wait a minute. That's not how it goes. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. As we were going to break, Alan was telling the story about how an investment that he made, well, it went south on him. He wound up losing a sizable amount of money. But then he said, you know what? When life gives you lemons, you just make lemonades. What? Alan? Did life give you lemons and you just made lemonade? Tell us how that worked.
Hang on a half a second. Allergy attack.
Oh, God forbid. It is that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then talking to thousands of people at Expo. So to answer your question, I had been researching single-family properties in other areas besides where I live, which is Houston. And I found almost simultaneously one in South Carolina and another one in just north of Knoxville, Tennessee. Both of them had incredibly good numbers, and so I put offers in on both of them. And then Hurricane Beryl hit, and I had to do most of my work away from my home, staying with my kids. And so when the appraisals came back on those properties, instead of having lost $100,000 on that one deal, I had gained an equity capture on those two houses, $214,000. The appraisal came back higher than we expected.
Say that number again. That's kind of a big number. Are you sure you're not like missing a comma or something?
Nope, I'm not. $214,000, and that was with an investment of less than $16,000 for both properties. So if you want some percentage numbers, we're looking at cash out of pocket was $15,006. Cash flow for the first year between the two is going to be about $15,372, which means that I'm 6 days short of getting all my money back in a year, no matter what the house does appreciation-wise. Again, the equity capture was, $214,000. That's 1,367%. And the cash flow, brace yourself, $1,281 a month, 98.3% cash on cash.
Dude, this is a home run hit. You realize that, right?
I do. That's why I've been telling people. Now, for those of the people listening to us, not every deal is like that. You know, in 6 years, this is the first one I've seen that was that good. And it just, the one in Tennessee, we turned from a four-bedroom, two-bath into a two-bedroom, one-bath duplex. And you want to know how good that one is? The superintendent of the general contractor is wanting to lease one of the units.
Really?
Yep. I didn't even have to advertise it. He knows everything there is to know about that house, way more than I do.
And he knows it's in pristine condition, and that's what he's looking for, right?
Yeah, and if something breaks, he'll fix it.
Oh, man. Boy, yeah, I think you owe me a glass of lemonade.
Yeah, I'll buy you a whole lemon farm.
Because you totally can. So this is the thing that Dell says all the time. Dell says real estate is forgiving. People are difficult, but real estate can be very forgiving. And
absolutely,
even though you took a loss of $100,000, you just said, you know what? It is what it is. I'm just going to turn around and I'm going to make good out of it. So you literally turned a $100,000 loss into a $214,000 equity capture, plus all the cash flow on top of it. I don't think you're really hurting. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Now, I'm sure it hurt when you found out that you realized that $100,000 loss. I mean, that can't feel good.
Well,
but
I don't know that I'd be trusting anybody that gets excited about losing money.
Yeah. But what I find just so amazing, and this is what I think the audience needs to hone in on, is that even though you had a negative effect occur in your life with your investing, you had the knowledge to be able to get away from the negative effect. You were able to take, $16,000 of your own money and then raise an additional $200,000 of equity. So, I mean, you cured the problem, and you did it in the middle of a freaking storm, a hurricane.
Yep. I couldn't get to my computer. I had to have the real estate agent in Tennessee read the contract to me because I couldn't read it on my phone.
It's too small, right?
Yeah.
And that darn thing is how many pages? Go ahead.
The point of it is you can do one of two things. You can sit around and cry about the fact that you lost money, or you can do something to turn around. There's an old Confucius proverb that says, man must sit in chair with mouth open for very long time before roast duck fly in. So if you don't want to get up and take action, you're at the mercy of whatever's going on around you. So I took action, and by all indications, it's golden.
And you had the knowledge. You had the knowledge. I mean, you had the knowledge that Lifestyles Unlimited provided to you. So let's talk a little bit about that knowledge. What was it like going through the Financial Freedom Seminar? For our audience, that's the 16-hour class everybody who joins Lifestyles Unlimited has to take. Yeah, I know it's 16 hours. But what was that like for you, Alan? I mean, you went through that course in your 60s. You went through that course with vast experiences in the transactional side of real estate. What is it that was taught in that course that really made you go, holy smokes, this is what I've been looking for?
Yeah. Day one is focused on the concept of money and the single family side of it. And, you know, I had grown up in the single family side as an agent, but, you know, like I said, I didn't have the depth of knowledge. And just in maybe an hour or hour and a half, I think I wore out my pen writing notes. There is so much information about, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Here's what we're going to teach you as you start learning our courses, right? And it's, you know, how to purchase, how to finance, how to lease, how to evict if you have to, how to leverage properties into financial freedom, then how to trade them out, you know, basically how to get your goals. When I talk to new people, the first thing I ask them is, have you written out your goals? Have you met with our onboarding team? And if not, I make them do that first. But you have to have an aiming point. You know, why are you here? Do you want to replace your income? Do you want to grow your net worth? You just want to play with real estate and pretend it's a monopoly board? Fine. But once you have a goal, you have something to aim for. And my goal when I talk to them is to teach them how to reduce the issue to an arithmetic problem. If you need $5,000 a month to replace your income, $60,000 a year, basically, and you can make $500 a month on an investment property, you need 10 of those to do that every month. Piece of cake. Now all you got to do is find the addresses.
What does it mean to be an ambassador?
Well, it's just an opportunity to give back and to meet people and just get to hang out with friends for 2, 3, 4 hours sometimes, talk about real estate, help other people that are new to the team understand what's going on, and meet each other. One of the things I do at meetups, as I'm signing people in, if I find out it's their first time, I tell them, now look, I'm expecting that you will meet people here. And if I see you sitting at a table with just you and your spouse, I'm going to come over and tell you, come with me. We're going to go meet people. So being an ambassador is an absolute blessing. I get way more reward just out of the warm and fuzzies than what I'm expected to give. So
I think the whole ambassador core that's a part of Lifestyles Unlimited is just an amazing construct. I mean, how many people are on the ambassador team now? Do you know?
No, you know, Dell asked me that, and I was like, there's 50 states. I think we have ambassadors in all of them, but I do not know. It's probably 100 or more. But
yeah,
if you think about the fact that we have 50,000 members, you know, that's spread pretty thin.
It is. And what I think is so amazing about the ambassador program is it's people just like you that are willing to give their available time, maybe a little bit of treasure, to go out and help somebody else understand the ecosystem of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, I don't think that as many people would be as successful as they are had they not had contact with an ambassador. That's how important I think you guys are to the overall health of the Lifestyles Unlimited culture.
Well, on behalf of my ambassador brothers and sisters, thank you for recognizing us. My philosophy towards Lifestyles is, yes, it's been 34 years that we've been in business, and things grow and have grown for those 34 years, all of them. And the truth is, you could learn everything that we teach on your own, but do you really want it to take you 34 years? Not counting what you can get from the people that are doing stuff every day. You can't get that without Lifestyles, and that's invaluable.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, you're 100% accurate. I mean, I tried to do it by myself, and I was getting advice from people that didn't know what they were doing, but I thought that
it
was good advice. And I'm sure you got advice like that.
Sure. I'm sure I gave advice like that at some point.
Oh, my.
Not lately, but, you know, I'm 73, so I have plenty of opportunity.
Hey, I want to switch gears on you. I want to bring up a concept that's called debt equity, and I know you're sitting on some debt equity. So can you tell the audience what debt equity is and why it's a problem for you?
Well, just the whole nomenclature, debt equity tells you it's not living, right? I look at investment money as employees or soldiers. You're ex-military, you know how that is. They're out there working for you, out there accomplishing a goal. So I mentioned the word leverage earlier. The first single family I bought 6 years ago, through Lifestyles, by the way, I invested $20,000, maybe $22,000 now that I think about it. And it's now probably my investment is worth about $125,000. So about a 6-to-1 turnaround, but it's just sitting there. The value of a house is not based on how much you have invested in it. It's based on what the value in the neighborhood is. So if I were to take that $120,000 and repeat that $20,000 purchase, that's six more houses. What that means is I gain an extra $120,000 if I capture that equity. And if I'm getting $250 a month per house, I'm getting $1,500 a month, every month, without doing anything, without, you know, planting a corn field and selling the corn to get more money. It's just making that work for you.
So what do you think the option is? I mean, would you consider selling the asset, or would you consider refinancing the asset? What makes more sense?
Well, in this particular case, it would depend on what the cash flow ended up being. I don't want to go negative cash flow, so maybe I wouldn't take as much out. But the tenants that I have in there have been there for 6 years, and they have yet to be on time with their payments, although they do make a lot of money for me on late fees. And it might just be time to sell it, you know, because there's going to be repairs coming up at some point. I haven't really decided, but I am working on it because I want to put that money to work.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of soldiers that are sitting around waiting to get into the war fight, but they're kind of like the 3rd Infantry Division when we went into the Gulf War. They were kind of stuck in Turkey on boats, and they weren't allowed to go in, so they weren't happy campers. I'm thinking that your dollars in that asset are kind of like those soldiers. They're not happy campers. I think they really want to be working for you.
I do too, and the difference is that soldiers drill all the time. The money doesn't.
Good point.
So. You know this study as well as anybody.
That I do. That's why I live in this broken body of mine. Hey, let's talk about your lifestyle. I mean, do you have a problem with time right now?
No, my primary job is letting my dog in and out all day.
Do you have a problem with money?
No.
Do you have a problem with relationships?
Not anymore.
So life is life is good.
I lost my wife about 5 years ago, but she got to see the first year and a half of our time in lifestyles, and I got to call her in and show her our new net worth when we crossed the $1 million mark. And considering the fact that we were both broke when we met 25 years earlier, that was kind of a fun thing.
Didn't you have to borrow money from her to pay the meal ticket or something like that?
No, it was, I had a job interview and I didn't have a dollar. She loaned me $4 for gas to go to the job interview, which, by the way, there was no way I was coming back without. And I did get the job, paid her back. That was, you know, before we got married, but afterwards it was, you know, all downhill from there. So, again, she passed away. It'll be 5 years ago at the end of this month. But that's another benefit of lifestyles. Given that you mentioned the words like-minded, and it really does take like-mindedness to have relationships. I met an incredible woman. We've been dating for a little over 5 months. It's just given me renewed hope.
Are you falling in love again, Alan?
Yeah.
That is pretty cool, man. That's
you got that.
you've got the total package going on in your life. You don't worry about time. You don't worry about money. You've got love in your life. I mean, isn't that what everybody desires to have?
Well, I mean, you could sum it up in the word happiness, I think.
Yeah,
whatever
I think
that means
so.
To you as an individual, what makes you happy? What's it going to take to get you there? And the final peg in the board there, how long are you going to wait before you start doing something about it?
Good point. How long are you going to wait? And there's people listening to us right now that are perplexed by that question.
Well, you know, like I said before, the man must sit in a chair with mouth open for a very long time before roast ducks fly in. Roast ducks don't fly. You got to go do something about it.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah. So everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is based on taking action. You've taken action. You listened to the message. You took action. It changed the trajectory of your life. I did the same. I took action. It changed the trajectory of my life. And you have made it your life's calling to help other people understand that amazing concept. Alan, I want to thank you for being on today's show. I want to thank you for hanging out in the lobby of the hotel so that I had the opportunity to come up and meet you. Because I will tell you this, there's not only a friendship that has blossomed, but there is connectivity, there is mutual respect and admiration. And if you want to do what Alan's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.